Good morning. Welcome to Teiduotigawa Bookmakers at teiduotigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I'd like to tell you a little bit about what I think I have been doing since, say, April or May. First, I got a studio. I made a workbench. I made a desktop, kind of. And then I started getting to work making books. I've made quite a few books. I've made at least 10 books. In various forms of expertise, but I'm getting better at that kind of stuff. Practice, as I have been told, makes perfect. But on the other hand, I want to tell you what I'm doing online. Online, I am going to attempt to do three different things. And the first one is what we're going to talk about today. The three are Diary of a Dead Cat, a journal. Actually, it's called The Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly, Too Much Curiosity for Just 9 Lives. And the second one is the Calvado Trilogy. The second one is the Calvado Pentology, 5 books, all related somehow. And the third one is putting Tristram Shandy up online, just because I want to see if I do it, and it's because it's a very nice book. But it's the first one we're going to talk about today, The Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly. The Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly is my ramblings about different things and how they're related and may not be related, but are forcing them to be related. For example, the first one is up on iBooks, and it's called Terra Non Est Centra Mundi, which means, of course, the earth is not the center of the universe. This is something a religious, a Catholic priest said about, I would say, 800 years ago, well before Copernicus. And it's related to the calendar the Julius Caesar created, and the time clocks, and the idea of circling around the sun rather than circling or everything circling around the earth. That's heliocentric rather than geocentric. Plus, it has a short story called Giapan, which takes place in Spain at about the time of the Spanish Armada. Now, is that complicated? Yes. Is it easy to read? Probably. And it's only about 50 pages, I recall. Not very long, with lots of information about time, heliocentrism, and the people who came up with the idea. From the first person who said Terra non est centra mundi to Copernicus and Galileo, and there is even a section on the ship, the Mary Celeste, which ended up being found with no crew on board back in the 1800s. Gosh, how is all that related? That's why we have to read the book, and that's why I write it. It's fun. It's digressive. It's got lots of tangents and information. So far, I have written 6 Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterlies. One is the one I'm just talking about, Terra Non Est Centra Mundi, and the other one is Soup. Do you know Soupy Sales? Soupy Sales, the MC of a lot of strange shows on TV in America, his sons backed David Bowie on bass and drums. But his name was Soupy, so he's in the book, along with soup. Lots of soup and relations with people. The other one is Sandwich, which talks about the food and the place and the person, of which there are many places called Sandwich. The Hawaiian Islands, I believe, used to be called the Sandwich Islands. I have another one called Canals, talking about the different canals that we come across in our life, such as the Ear Canal and the Canals of Mars. And that's related, of course, to Japan somehow. Oh, I don't know how, but it's fun. And then the other one I have is White Sticks and Blind Dogs, which is talking about seeing eye dogs, seeing eye animals, the white sticks blind people use, how they got to be developed, why certain people have certain jobs, and the two senators that were blind, one of which is related to Al Gore. And then the last one I have written so far is called Waltz, W-A-L-T-Z. It is all about famous, mostly Americans, whose first name was Walt or Walter, such as Walt Disney, Walt Whitman, Walter Chrysler of the car company, and there's seven total. Of course, Walter Reed. And it's all related in how their lives overlapped and if they even saw each other or anything like that. So that's my first attempt at putting things up on iBooks and probably Amazon. Is The Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly, Too Much Curiosity for Just Nine Lives. And speaking of curiosity and nine lives, here comes the drama. Please enjoy. Thanks for dropping by.
One thing I really like about making books is exploring new ways of making books and new ideas. I started out fairly simple with Coptic binding and pamphlets and things of that nature. But then I got involved in Japanese style and then Chinese style for Ritsumi Toji and stab bindings, things of that nature. And I'm always looking for something new and adventurous. For example, making things out of glass would be interesting. And of course, that all brings to how to print, printing, paper, all sorts of things. Curiosity is very important in this business, as is the attempt to get beyond what you can do and expand your horizons. Hey, Dodigo Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me make my book. It's a novel, it's about 250 pages, but it's really, really interesting and I really want to make it. And I was wondering if you could help me.
Of course, and how would you like to put together?
Well, see, the thing is, I'm dragging about water, how we use water, how we make water, and how we create water, and the uses we need, and why we need water. Mostly it's about water, and sometimes mermaids.
Okay, you've written a novel about water and mermaids, and what would you like me to do?
Well, I would like you to come up with something really new and inventive, something that could be used by people, even if they don't read the book.
You want me to make a book out of water?
Oh, could you? That would be so great. I would love to make a book out of water. We could come in like a glass or a tumbler from Starbucks or something like that.
And how would they read it?
Oh, they wouldn't read it. They'd just drink it or wash their hands with it or pour it on their heads. It'll be fun. Hello.
Expanding our horizons is one thing. Expanding our non-horizons is something else.